A soul center connected to wedding officiant ministry needs a clear purpose. Without purpose, the ministry can drift. It may become a loose collection of weddings, conversations, prayer moments, and good intentions. Those things may be sincere, but sincerity alone does not create a trustworthy ministry. A clear soul center purpose helps the officiant explain what the ministry is, what it does not do, and how it serves the community. For example, a marriage-focused soul center might have a purpose statement like this. This soul center exists to support biblical marriage, Christian romance discernment, wedding preparation, covenant growth, prayer, and local ministry formation through Christian Leaders Institute resources and Christian Leaders Alliance pathways. That statement gives direction. It says the ministry is about more than performing ceremonies. It also says the ministry has a Christian identity. It is not a vague relationship support group. It is a biblical marriage ministry. A soul center connected to wedding officiant practice may serve several groups. It may serve the bride and groom preparing for a Christian wedding. It may serve engaged couples who need a deeper vision for covenant marriage. It may serve newly married couples who need encouragement after the ceremony. It may serve remarriage couples who are navigating prior wounds, blended families, grief, repentance, forgiveness, or children. It may serve single adults who want wise Christian romance guidance. It may serve local believers who want to become wedding officiants, romance officiants, chaplains, ministry coaches, or marriage mentors. That is a meaningful ministry field. But the purpose must stay clear. The Soul Center is not a replacement for the local church. It should encourage connection to healthy church life whenever possible. The Soul Center is not a licensed counseling clinic unless qualified professionals are actually providing those services. The Soul Center is not a legal office. Civil marriage responsibilities still need to be verified with proper civil authorities. The Soul Center is not a matchmaking agency. Romance Efficient Ministry is wisdom-based guidance, not matchmaking. The Soul Center is not a place for spiritual pressure. Couples should be invited with warmth and clarity, not pushed or manipulated. A clear purpose protects the ministry from confusion. It also helps others understand how to participate. A prayer volunteer can understand the mission. A mentor couple can understand the boundaries. A pastor can understand the relationship. A couple can understand the next steps. A future leader can understand the training path. Ministry Sciences helps us notice that purpose shapes practice. When purpose is unclear, people fill the gaps with assumptions. When purpose is clear, the ministry becomes more dependable. A soul center purpose should also include multiplication. A wedding officiant should ask, "Who are the 10 people I could encourage toward future ministry?" A soul center can help identify and encourage those people. Some may become wedding officiants. Some may become romance officiants. Some may become chaplains. Some may become ministry coaches. Some may become prayer leaders or marriage mentors. The Soul Center becomes a ministry ecosystem. It begins with serving couples, it grows by forming leaders, and it remains faithful by staying rooted in Christ, Scripture, prayer, boundaries, and accountability. A strong Soul Center purpose does not need to be complicated. It needs to be clear. It should help people know why the ministry exists, who it serves, how it serves, what it believes, and where its limits are. When that purpose is clear, the Soul Center can become a meaningful home for Christian wedding ministry, marriage growth, and future leader development.